Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Senator Dan Sullivan was one of two speakers to introduce Lloyd Austin, a retired four-star Army general, at his confirmation hearing to serve as the next Secretary of Defense on Tuesday. The other speaker introducing Austin was Leon Panetta, who previously served as Defense Secretary and Director of the CIA. In his remarks, Sullivan urged his Senate colleagues to approve a waiver of the National Security Act of 1947, which requires uniformed service members to wait 7 years before being eligible to serve as Defense Secretary, and to support Austin's nomination. Sullivan and Austin both served in the Middle East between 2005 and 2006. Senator Sullivan.
Mr. Austin is fully committed to the constitutional principle of civilian control of our military, something that those who serve in uniform typically understand and revere more than those who don't. In that regard, I thought some of the testimony from our recent hearing on this important topic was a bit simplistic, with discussions about so-called military logic versus political logic. So let me play devil's advocate. The very nature of this confirmation hearing is evidence that civilian control of the military is not at risk in America. I believe the related but opposite problem should be of more concern today. No military experience in the top ranks of our government. With the exception of Mr. Austin, no nominee on the incoming Biden national security team has ever served in uniform. With regard to the entire Biden cabinet, only one other nominee has any military experience at all. This is not wise. If confirmed, I'm sure I won't agree with all of Mr. Austin's decisions. But when the inevitable budget battles occur, it will be critical for our nation's security and military members to have a Secretary of Defense who understands firsthand the very real morale and readiness problems that result from drastic cuts to our military.
No need to rush in getting your W-2 form from your employer's payroll department. The Internal Revenue Service has stated that the nation's tax season will start Friday, February the 12th. That marks when the tax agency will begin accepting and processing 2020 tax year returns. That start date is for individual tax return filers, and it allows the IRS time to do additional programming and testing of IRS systems following the December 27th tax law changes that provided a second round of economic impact payments and other benefits. If filing season were open without the correct programming in place, there could be a delay in issuing refunds to taxpayers, according to the IRS. These changes ensure that eligible people will receive any remaining stimulus money as a recovery rebate credit when they file their 2020 tax return. To speed refunds during the pandemic, the IRS urges taxpayers to file electronically with direct deposit as soon as they have the information they need. People can begin filing their tax returns immediately with tax software companies, including IRS Free File Partners. These groups are starting to accept tax returns now, and the returns will be transmitted to the IRS starting February 12th. Last year's average tax refund was more than $2,500. More than 150 million tax returns are expected to be filed this year, with the vast majority before the Thursday, April 15th deadline. The IRS anticipates a first week of March refund for many taxpayers if they file electronically with direct deposit and there are no issues with their tax returns. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.